Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 30th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal reports that the U.S. House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Google on September 13th inquiring about the company's intention to use any personal data gained with the adoption of the DNS over HTTPS protocol, otherwise known as DOH, for commercial purposes. Since DOH passes DNS data over an encrypted connection, the letter states the committee is worried that this would give Google an unfair advantage by denying access to users' data from cable and wireless companies. According to a Google spokesperson, Google has no plans to centralize or change people's DNS providers to Google by default. Any claim that we are trying to become a centralized encrypted DNS provider is inaccurate. Google is expected to begin testing DOH rollout in Chrome next month. The Wall Street Journal reports that Facebook will reportedly pay a minority of publishers whose content is shown on its upcoming news section, according to sources. The news section is expected to launch by the end of the year and feature headlines and links from about 200 publications, of which Facebook will reportedly pay fees to about 50 organizations. Facebook is still in content negotiations with publishers into how much content and access would be granted in the news section. Fees are reportedly as high as $3 million a year for national publications with a 3-year contract. The co-working rental startup WeWork announced it will withdraw its S-1 filing as it postpones its initial public offering. Since announcing its intent to go public on August 14th, the company's co-founder, Adam Neumann, stepped down as CEO and diluted his voting power with the company on September 24th. In a statement, new co-CEOs Artie Minson and Sebastian Gunningham said the company will focus on its core business, they intend to run WeWork like a public company, and will revisit going public at a later date. In its last private valuation, WeWork had been valued at $47 billion, but after filing its S-1, sources speaking to CNBC said public investors were now valuing it below $15 billion. Reuters reports that ByteDance, makers of the popular TikTok app, posted revenue of between 50 to 60 billion yuan, that's the equivalent of 7 to 8.4 billion US dollars, in the first half of 2019, according to sources. Overall, for the half, ByteDance lost money, but reportedly turned a profit in June, with Reuters sources confident that the company would be profitable in the second half of 2019. According to the information, ByteDance generated $7.2 billion in revenue in 2018. Most revenue reportedly came from China-focused products like the news aggregator Jinri Taoqiao and the domestic version of TikTok, Douyin. The company also recently launched a search engine, a work efficiency app called Lark, and plans to launch a paid music streaming app. A new iOS exploit called Checkmate could lead to a permanent unblockable jailbreak on hundreds of millions of iPhones, according to researcher Axiom X. The exploit is a boot ROM vulnerability that allows hackers access deep enough that Apple would be unable to block or patch out the exploit with a future software update. This is the first boot ROM level exploit publicly released for an iOS device since the iPhone 4. It works on the iPhone 4S to the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10, so A5 through A11 chips. For now, this is known as a tethered exploit, only triggered over USB. But possibilities include Apple no longer having control through software updates or revoked signatures, downgradable iOS devices that could be easily rolled back to previous versions of the software, dual booting with multiple versions of iOS, and more. HP announced the Chromebook X360 12B and X360 14B convertible laptops. The 12-inch 12B supports the Universal Stylus Initiative, the first open standard stylus protocol. The 12B will start at $359, and the 14-inch 14B is $370 more. Both will be available later this month. HP's rechargeable USI pen arrives in November for $69.99. Netflix made the first episode of its new original series, Bard of Blood, available to non-subscribers in India for a limited time. The episode can be streamed on the Netflix homepage, on desktop, or on Android devices. The move is similar to other streaming services like Alt Balaji, which offered up the first three episodes of some series to non-subscribers, and MX Player, which offers ad-supported free access to original content. Netflix has been experimenting with this model in other regions recently, with the first episode of the Spanish original series Elite in Mexico and Colombia streamed earlier this month. Linus Torvald approved a new Linux kernel lockdown security feature, which when enabled would restrict some kernel functionality even from root users. The feature comes in two modes, integrity, which disables kernel features that allow user land to modify the running kernel, and confidentiality, which disables features that extract confidential information from the kernel. The feature will ship as a Linux security module as part of the Linux kernel 5.4 and is disabled by default. Amazon announced that YouTube TV is now available on the Fire TV platform. The streaming service can be accessed on Fire TV sticks and set-top boxes, as well as Fire TV Edition smart TVs, although Amazon notes first-generation Fire TV sticks and Fire TVs are not compatible. And finally, Spotify announced that users can now add podcasts to playlists. Podcast episodes can be combined with music and shared out like any other Spotify playlist. Creating and adding podcasts to playlists is currently limited to mobile. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.